Classics music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
We'll be right back.
Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, welcome, wherever you are. It's Sunday night again, and it's time for the finest hour. I'm actually with you for 2 hours until midnight, when the great Don Letts takes over on the Wheels of Steel. This is a pre-recorded programme, so don't expect any response to any sort of live messages you send me, but don't let that put you off getting in touch. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website. I played Cherub Rock there because it's the opening track from Siamese Dream, which is a really important record to me and to the rest of Elbow. And that's the theme of this week's show, album openers, great album openers. We consider ourselves an album band. As you know, Six Music is a champion of the album as an art form. So yeah, album openers. I'm going to play loads of my favourites and see if we can find any correlation between them. See if we can find anything similar. What makes a good album opener is what we're going to be thinking of this week. We'll be visited by the Beckopedia, as always. She'll be educating us with that silken tone of hers. There'll be another snippet from the Desert Island Discs archive, this time Monty Python's Terry Gilliam choosing one of his favourite songs with Kirsty, the beautiful Kirsty, in the studio there. We'll be looking into the feature that up until now has been called As If For The First Time. We've had lots of suggestions for better, catchier titles for that particular item. We'll also be discussing the concept of time accelerating as you get older. Lots of thoughts from you lot on that. Plenty of first-time listeners to introduce, and loads of stuff going on. We'll have, of course, some Song For Guy recommendations from you chaps as well. Some lovely ones there. And yeah, it's going to be great. So let's get straight into another classic album opener. Cherub Rock by the Smashing Pumpkins starts Siamese Dream, and that album was so important. It actually changed the sound of rock. Literally, the frequencies that the band were using in their recordings were taken into account that most people who were buying records at that time had modern speakers with a bass end, and it makes a lot more use of the mid to lower frequencies than anything that came before it. It's very common when you hear it now, but that to my mind is where it was first pioneered. This song, of course, a lot more influential than Cherub Rock. This is, of course, the mighty Zepp, and this is what opens Led Zeppelin 3. This is Immigrant Song.
Drive our ships to new land.
we go. A brilliant album opener, starting with Robert Plant's war cry, almost. His lyrics are often amusing, quite often baffling, and perhaps, in some people's opinion, the only thing that lets Led Zeppelin down as an outfit. I really don't think it's important where that band's concerned. Not many people can do the war cry that Planty, as I like to call him, did at the beginning of that record. Regular listeners will know that I was showing off in the summer that after Elbow played a festival in San Francisco, or rather just before we were going on stage, we were wandering through the crowd. Really beautiful festival it was as well. We're wandering through the crowd towards the edge of the stage, and who should be stood there waiting for us to come on but Robert Plant himself. And here's the best bit of the story where I'm concerned. I went, "Hello, Robert." Do you know what he said? He said, "Hiya, guy." And we had a little chat before I went on. Hey, not lost on me. Crazy life I'm having. This is a new tune. This is from Quantic and Alice Russell. It's old and it's new, and it's coming out on the 10th of February. And it quite fits with the image of the festival that I just painted for you. It's called Look Around the Corner, and it's great. Told you it was good. If you ever miss the title to a tune, you can go to my page on the Six Music website and go to Show By Year, and all the songs I've ever played on The Finest Hour are listed there. You can find out who they're by, and quite often they have a handy little BBC biography attached so you can find out more about the artist. That's because the BBC rules, man.
Six Music.
This is serious.
Sean Keaveney.
A quarter-mile sized asteroid will tonight make the closest scrape with Earth that astronomers have predicted in advance. The rock YU55 will come within 201,700 miles. It'll sneak in between us and the moonlight and will be most visible with medium telescopes. I've got one. At 11:28 p.m. I won't be up. Expert Dr. Emily Baldwin says it's nothing to worry about. Oh, hang on. Whoa. You might as well just say nothing to see here.
Don't panic.
What flaming rock the size of Luxembourg? Oh, that flaming rock the size of Luxembourg.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
We're panicking. Get under a table. Actually, that's not going to do you any good.
On BBC Radio.
Six.
Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
Okay, let's have a couple of emails. First of all, welcome to Christian Sutton and Matt Beals, who are both first-time listeners to the show this January. Yes, Matt says, cool show, I've never listened before. I was drawn in by the double Hendrix. Yeah, I can do what I want, you see. I'm the chief of police. What did he say then? He says he just at the time of writing this email in early Jan celebrated with his brother his 30th birthday and was feeling fragile emotionally and physically all day. Well, Matt, I can thoroughly identify with that, as last night me and the rest of Elbow went over to Sheffield to celebrate Richard Hawley's 45th birthday with him. And what a fantastic night we had as well. There is nothing worse, I think, than a radio DJ showing off what a wonderful, glitzy, star-studded, boozy lifestyle they have. But I'm about to do just that. Went over there, it was great. Big Jim was there, the drummer from Grinder Man. He had a good old chunner with Craig. And I'm not telling you which Six Music news presenter was snorting vodka with Hawley's manager, Graham Wrench. And I didn't get involved at all because it would be against BBC policy to admit such a thing. But somebody whose name doesn't rhyme with Elizabeth Calker was snorting vodka like a good one as well. A good time was out by all. I'm not sure if McConey got involved. Stuart McConey was with us as well. But I couldn't swear that he got involved with that nonsense. Anyway, yeah, feeling pretty raw is my point. We're concentrating, however, for the next couple of hours on album openers. We had Robert Plant's War Cry there with Led Zeppelin 3's Immigrant Song. And this is the song that opens Rufus Wainwright's Want One. So far from being a war cry, this is kind of a world-weary lament. Rufus is almost begging for your ear, begging for your shoulder to cry on. He's inviting you into his woes in quite a comical way in order to cozy up to the listener. This amazing song, the first track from Want One by Rufus, Oh What a World.
Men reading fashion magazines. Oh, what a world it seems we live in, straight men. Oh, what a world we live in. Why am I always on a plane or a fast train? Oh, what a world my parents gave me. Beautiful.
wonderful. My mate Rufus and the opener from Want One, that's Oh What a World. Fantastic opening track for an album. Taken in, as you've probably noticed, being such accomplished music and listeners and lovers, taken in a bit of the bolero, a bit of the Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and what's the other thing? Oh, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Borrowing themes from all of those things as it comes to its climax, that album opener was Oh What a World. Noticed any similarities yet between Cherub Rock by the Pumpkins, Immigrant Song by Led Zepp, and Oh What a World from Rufus? Do write in guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Time to talk time. I told you going back about a month and a half now that my tour manager Tom Piper has a theory about the perception of time. His very simple way of explaining it is, as you get older, a year becomes a smaller percentage of your life. When you're two, a year is 50% of your life. But obviously that number shrinks as you get older. So your perception of time is that it speeds up. In actual fact, you've just had more time. More of your time, his suggestion says. This has got quite a lot of people talking. Camille Ainsworth says, have you also noticed, Guy, that time speeds up when spring comes around and then whizzes through summer and then begins to slow down from autumn, hitting the all-time slowness around, well, now? I've not developed a theory to explain it yet, though, she goes on. Maybe your tour manager will be able to help. I shall certainly put it to Mr. Tom Piper, who is our tour daddy. Don Taylor is somebody else that wrote in about it. Adrian Fry points us towards a story by G.K. Chesterton about a man who tried to slow the apparent passage of time by doing things differently all the time, having lunch on the roof, hopping instead of walking across the room. This character is, of course, Adrian points out, considered a madman. Thank you, Adrian. I'll check that out. And Byron Wolfe. Good name. He says, dear Guy, I'm listening to your finest hour and your ongoing discussion about the perception of time. You might enjoy hearing a neuroscientist's take on the topic. David Eagleman has conducted studies on our perception of time during intense life moments such as falling. He has a segment on a brilliant radio programme called Radiolab. I know it very well, Byron, and I love it very much. It starts at minute marker 6 and an article in the New Yorker magazine. My personal feeling on the matter is that the more you pay attention to the world, the richer it is and the slower time seems to pass. I'm a photographer slash artist slash father with a professional interest in such important matters. Byron, I love it, and I do love Radiolab. Is it wise to be pointing to amazing radio elsewhere on my own programme here? But Radiolab is incredible. You need to hear it. It's not music radio at all, so I don't think it's unfair to point to it. Just go Google Radiolab. You can get all the episodes that they've ever made, and it's fascinating, entertaining, exploratory radio. And it's not super sciencey. It's just good stories, interesting topics, and really sort of warm, cool presenters as well. So my favourite email so far on the topic of time, and I am going to draw the curtains on this subject because it's way too close to your hearts, and I'm getting loads of emails about it. Andrew Melly closes the subject with my favourite email about it so far. Lots of people talking mournfully about the passage of time and about how it accelerates as you get older. But Andrew Melly is an optimist and he says, my theory on the passage of time is that as we get older and wiser, we spend more time doing the things we love and less doing the things we don't. And thus, when we're happy, time goes quicker. Andrew, you'll do for me. He's listening on the iPlayer in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm very proud to have his ears. This next song is a Song for Guy recommendation from, excuse me, my desk here looks ridiculous. It's covered in paper. Fiona Carling, she says, loving your work and would love it if you'd play something from James Yorkston, maybe Tortoise Regrets Hare or Queen of Spain. Fine example of Scottish music. Well, my producer Pete has put a note on this email that says, I love this tune. I think the harmony vocals are by our old friend Nancy Elizabeth. There we go. Well, he also says I'd better check that. Well, it's too late. I've already put it out on the air, Pete. Here's James Yorkston and Tortoise Regrets Hare. Mm-hmm.
She said, answer me this, handsome Jack, if your hands weren't tied, would you consider me wise enough to see if your fear of heights, whether real or imagined, whether flight or fancy, I'll teach you all that this city has taught me. I'll bow you around this city's boundaries. A tortoise regrets hair, tortoise regrets hair, fox takes hair. And I mentioned that I'd seen you in the paper, marrying some fool. You'd slipped a smile into the picture, saying I am still the same infinite girl that you've all known. And are there any regrets here aside my own? I sleep with your songs running up my arms and curling around and keeping me warm. Tortoise regrets hair, tortoise regrets hair, fox takes hair. She asked me to write a song about her. She said her husband was a singer, but he didn't understand her beauty, and he couldn't rhyme an egg. Oh, the petty jealousies of the minor rock star. And this ring has never left my finger. He doesn't see your beauty, and you cannot trust a word he says. Tortoise regrets hair, tortoise regrets hair, fox takes hair. Sell your love short. In my prime I was a cruel and a cold man, but now I am older, I present myself much warmer, anxious not to lose out on a year or two's favor. For the sake of my red temper, and you press seashells in the sand, and they spill out your cruel, crude demands. Tortoise regrets hair, tortoise regrets hair, fox takes hair, fox takes hair, tortoise regrets hair.
James Yorkston and Tortoise Regrets Hair. And that was a Song for Guy recommendation from Fiona Carlin. If you have a recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Base your suggestions on the music that I play on the programme. Try and pick things that you think I've never heard before, and let us all broaden our horizons. Let's have another one straight away. This one is from Ronan Carr. He says, how's it going, Guy? From listening to your show, I've made the assumption that you are a sucker for a romantic tune and an even bigger sucker for a heartbreaking tune. With that assumption in mind, can I recommend I'm Not Stupid by the band Cat's Eyes? It's a gut-wrenching song, and I think it's just one of those tunes. I found that when the song's over, you want to listen to it again immediately. Well, high praise indeed from Ronan. I'm very familiar with this tune because I know the people that made it quite well. When I was at Real World, Peter Gabriel's studio, making the Last Elbow record, the Cat's Eyes chaps were in there doing it, and I became particularly friendly with Rachel Zafira, who's with Faris Badwan, who's from The Horrors. Those two, as well as being sweethearts, makeup cat's eyes between them. And they were working with my old friend Steve Osborne when we were at Real World. Lovely, wonderful, fantastic people. Rachel was particularly helpful when I was feeling all insecure about my lyrics and stuff. Just, she's got a real natural, encouraging aspect to her. A lovely girl. The words of this song are not true at all. She says she knows she's not a pretty girl. She's a very pretty girl. Anyway, this is wonderful. It's Cat's Eyes and it's called I'm Not Stupid. Just lovely. That was Cat's Eyes and I'm Not Stupid. And that was a song for Guy recommendation from Ronan Carr. Milagres are my favourite band this week. I finally got their pre-ordered album. You see, I don't get all my music free off the BBC, you know. I still buy music. And I know all you do as well. I know you don't steal it. Anyway, Milagres are great. This song's called Halfway, and if you're interested, the album's called Glowing Mouth. I think big things for them this year.
I'm looking through shades of light.
told you. Milagres from the album Glowing Mouth, that was Halfway. Once again, that's Milagres, and the album's called Glowing Mouth. Go and buy it, go and get it, and love it. Wonderful, innovative, fresh off the press music. And you know, wonderful, innovative, fresh off the press music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim, written in 1976, was the first single from Fleetwood Mac's hugely successful album, Rumours. A bittersweet breakup song, where emotional lyrics vied with feel-good music, it shot straight up the charts and into the clutches of the audio assassins. First to Have a Pop were whiny Wilson Phillips, whose plan to lure it into the rocks with their best attempt at a sexy siren performance merely resulted in a bilious bout of seasickness. Terrible, but not terminal. Next, Washington Whalers' Seaweed, sounding like a wannabe rock band at a school concert, ground it so far into the grunge that it emerged partially deafened, with only a flannel shirt to hide its hideous appearance. Then the squeaky clean cast of Glee upped the key, took a collective lungful of helium and shrieked their way through a rendition so ear-splittingly high that it barely escaped, pursued by every dog in the vicinity. But, bringing nothing but bad karma, when chameleon Boy George dragged it onto the dance floor and used his wheels of steel to roll straight over this 70s classic, oh... it was Moida. was mercifully eventually Fleetwood Mac's version of Go Your Own Way. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Another criminal cover version will face the music again next week in more murder.
Six. Music.
I like finding records and playing them to people. It seems like a nice thing to do, obviously.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
I kind of wander the streets and wander the internet, and at the end of the week I just play the kind of things that stuck themselves to me. There's always something in each record that I haven't heard before. A sound or a noise.
A beat.
Or a beat or a blip. Lots of new bands and kind of lots of noisy records and some dance records. Lots of old records that I've discovered for myself recently. Reggae and dub records, old bluegrass. I don't think there's a genre we haven't played. I mean, I'm not a big opera fan, but I bet some opera sneaked in there at some point.
Tom Ravenscroft. Friday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6.
Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
So, when we're talking about album openers, which is the theme of this week's show, one of the things that you might want to do, if you have a particularly dramatic album, is to build anticipation, and you can do that just with speech if you've got the right voice for it. Have you ever heard my impression of Richard Burton, by the way?
No one would have believed, in the last years of the 19th century, that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
That, of course, was the opener from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, an album that sold in its millions. That was The Eve of War. A little curveball for you there, but a great album opener. I love that speech from Richard Burton. So, this next album opener, I think this must have been the most anticipated record in my collection. I couldn't wait to hear this new album. I'd heard the single off it before I heard it, and was totally, totally in love with the band, as I am to this day. This is, well, it needs no introduction.
Oh, BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Barry BC, that's who.
Throw from here, you can hear the night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. A prisoner only of the choices they've made. Night train. St. Helena, Patmos, and the Shadow Deep. Night train. Night train. Everyone's an island edged with sand. A temporary refuge where somebody else can stand. To the sea that binds us like the forest tide of a blood oath. It doesn't take much effort, though it goes against the grain. And the ultimate forgetfulness of violence sweeps the landscape like the headlight of a train. Night train. Shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. And the mind's eye tumbles out along the steel track, fixing every shadow with its stare. Night. Street. And the rhythm of the night drain.
awesome. Bruce Coburn and Night Train. Did you catch that lyric? Ice cubes in a dark drink shine like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. Dark, disturbing stuff, eh? Bruce Coburn, absolutely brilliant. I actually stole the shuffly snare idea when producing I Am Clute's Bigger Wheels, which is a song off their first album. There you go. Admitting to theft again. That's the second time in as many weeks, isn't it? Yes. And there you go. Stories of theft. Let's have a confession out of you on the Sunday night next. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here's Van the Man with the opener from Moondance. I really like this as an opener because within one beat he's straight into the narrative, paints a picture for you in a kind of Beatles-esque style, really. Just straight away in with the story, and it stoned me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Hands are full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. And it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. And it stung. The rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver van and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, it stung me. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Getting dry. Then we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eye. Really lived all alone in his own little home with a great big gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Jetted myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yet it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. Yet it stung. Oh,
Van Morrison's And It Stoned Me from Moondance, which is just such a fantastic record. I love it, I love it, I love it. That shares a lot with the tune I'm about to play you, which is the opening track from Nashville Skyline. Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan singing Girl from the North Country. Very similar sort of pace, refrain, structure to it as that Van Morrison song. So there's a correlation to ponder. While we're on it, I want you to listen to this song as if for the first time. This is something we've been doing over the last few weeks. I want you to try and listen to that song, which I'm sure you've all heard before because you're six music listeners, which means you've got great taste in music. Let me know what it does for you. I'll give you some examples. I played Them, which was Van Morrison's band, a couple of weeks ago. Bob Longworth got in touch and said, "Cool, that guitar playing, that bass going off script, that weird space and science fiction-like organ. I never really heard them before. Those bits, not them. Who'd have thought it? Great feature." That's Bob the Chiropodist in Leeds. Bob the Chiropodist. Okay, some other people here with some... here we are. This is John Bryant. He says, "Guy, it's like your show was made for me. Anyway, you've asked for a new rebranding of the great As If for the First Time feature, and I know it's a bit corny, but how about Deja New? Best wishes from a cynical attempt at squeezing five students into a three-bedroom terraced house, i.e. a crap and cold loft extension. Cheers, John." Thanks, John. Ooh, Deja New. I wonder if we could get a jingle with a sexy voice like that of Michelle Chowdhury, my producer, saying, "Deja New." Maybe, if she's up for it. Perry Mostoff has something to say about the Kinks' Victoria. I asked you to listen to it as if for the first time, and he says he really likes the feature and he enjoyed listening to the Kinks' Victoria that way. He thinks you can call the feature On Second Thoughts. Not bad. He's in Columbus, Ohio, in the USA. Thank you, Perry. Tony Richardson's suggestion for the feature's title is Happy New Year's. I'm not going on with that one, I don't think. Paul Davis, what does he say? "The faster you go, the slower time moves," he says. Oh, thanks, Paul. That's the other subject, isn't it? Alan C. Davidson says, "Old Friends, New Light." Not bad. Doesn't really spell it out. Sarah Razor says, "Played again, guy." I think I'm going with Deja New. We have a winner. John Bryant, thank you very much. If my wonderful producers could get me a cool little jingle with a sexy voice saying Deja New, then maybe now would be a good time to play it.
Deja New.
Do let me know what you think of this song. Try and listen to it as if you're listening to it for the first time. Here is Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan and the opener from Nashville Skyline, Girl from the North Country.
Deja New.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country,
country fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline.
Please say hello to one who lives there, for she was once a true love of mine. In the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline,
remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love.
A true love of mine.
Do you see what I mean about it sharing quite a lot with Van Morrison's And It Stoned Me? Do you agree? Do you disagree? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
A couple more reactions to the Deja New feature, as it's now called.
Deja New.
James Charnock's been in touch. He says, memories of Victoria take me back to my first particularly disastrous boys' holiday when I was 17. We went to Turkey, which became quite apt as it happens, as I was ill for most of the holiday, couldn't hear anybody, and was generally moody and offhand with everyone, not least the girls we were desperate to impress. The only saving grace was my auto-reverse Walkman and the Best of the Kinks. Victoria and Ape Man will therefore forever remind me of listening to them at ear-splitting volumes in a particularly hideous apartment block in Bodrum, Turkey. You did ask. Love, James. Thank you, James. Another reaction to the Kinks here. I listened to the show last night, as live as usual, says John Moore, and it was great to hear the Kinks and Victoria. As a 57-year-old, I was listening to a lot of music in the 60s, with a lot of it being the great British groups of the time. The Who, The Hollies, Manfred Mann, Stones, Beatles, etc. I have a feeling that the Kinks LP Victoria and the Rise and Fall of the British Empire, from which the single came, was possibly the first I bought with my own money, having started work in July 1970. Thank you very much, John. And one more reaction there. An optimistic hint of glory in the air. College carefree and enjoying the company of friends. That's from Pip up in Glasgow. Keep them coming in. Okay, what have we got next? Oh, right. This is another way to start an album. This is an instrumental. It was Dove's first album, and quite frankly, I'd never heard anything like it when it came out. I am, of course, good friends with Dove's, and I've been doing some co-writing with Jimmy over the last few months, but this was the first thing the world heard from them. This is Fire Sweet from the Mighty Dove's.
Now then, 1967 was a turbulent year for one of Motown's biggest acts, the Supremes. It was the summer of love, and suddenly their look and sound seemed dated, as psychedelia and the experimental sounds of the Beatles and the Beach Boys were pushing music on to new and exciting places. The group itself also seemed to be on the edge of imploding, as Florence Ballard, their founding member, feeling overshadowed by Diana Ross, became more and more erratic, missing recording dates and turning up to live shows too inebriated to perform. In the midst of this chaos, two significant things happened. Berry Gordy changed their name to Diana Ross and the Supremes, and hitmakers Holland, Dozier and Holland wrote their final song for the girls. Reflections, with its marriage of old-fashioned soul and futuristic-sounding Moog, mirrored current trends and would lay foundations for the psychedelic soul to come. But its wistful, backward-looking lyric was also strangely apt, as it would turn out to be Florence Ballard's last recording with the Supremes. After 1967, the group and their music were moving on. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Wikipedia, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Reflections. More from her next week. The theme is album openers, and this one, again, needs no introduction. Happy birthday, David.
Waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't wanna be a richer man. To be a different man, time may change me, but I can't trace time. Yeah. I watch the ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Tell them to grow up out of it.
Change
it. Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Where's well, your shame? Your left is up to her next to me. Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating me. Ah, change ends up.
The opening track of one of the greatest albums of all time, in my opinion. From Hunky Dory, of course, that was Changes by David Bowie. Let's dive into the BBC archive and surface Clutching an Audio Pearl. Here from his episode of Desert Island Discs is Terry Gilliam.
You were, of course, the only non-Brit in the Monty Python team, and you brought to the show these extraordinary images, you know, highly original, you know, the great big foots, the mouths that open, these... apparently very simplistic animations. Were you working as part of the team? Were the team inputting, or were you left to your own devices?
I suppose I had the most freedom of anybody in the group, because what I was doing was clearly different from what they did. Early on, at the beginning, we decided to get rid of punchlines, because so often in previous shows you'd seen a great sketch, a great character, and great ideas, and suddenly it needed a punchline, and the punchline was never as good as the sketch itself. I mean, the way we would work, oftentimes it was just that they would reach the end of a sketch and not know where to go, and they'd say, Gilliam takes over here and gets us to the next bit. I was this guy with his visual sense and these images and doing this strange cutout business that nobody else could do. So my animations gave it, I suppose, another level, a different coloring, and a part for the non-verbal people to enjoy.
Do you consider yourself a non-verbal person?
Well, compared to the others, yeah, I really was. I mean, I was always the laughingstock.
Let's have some more music.
Tom Waits, who I just think is the great musical poet in America, and it's a song called Alice.
It's dreamy weather we're on. You waved your crooked wand along an icy pond with a frozen moon. A murder of silhouette crows I saw and the tears on my face and the skates on the pond. They spell out. disappear in your name, but you must wait for me somewhere across the sea. There's the wreck of a ship. Your hair is like meadow grass on the tide, and the raindrops on my window, and the ice in my drink. Baby, all I can think of is Alice. Arithmetic, arithmetic, turn the hands back on the clock. How does the ocean rock the boat? How did the razor find my throat? The only strings that hold me here are tangled up around the pier. So a secret kiss brings madness with the bliss, and I will think of this when I'm dead in my grave. Set me adrift and I'm lost over there, then I must be insane. Go skating on your name, and by tracing it twice, I fell through the ice of secret kiss brings madness with bliss, and I will think of this when I'm dead in my grave. Set me adrift and I'm lost over there, and I must be insane. Go skating on your name, and by tracing it twice, I fell through the ice of Alice. There's only
Tom Waits and Alice, as chosen by Terry Gilliam. Another excuse for me to play Tom on the radio. Guy, I hear you scream. You play Tom Waits every week. Well, I can do what I want. I'm the Chief of Police.
Welcome to Now Playing at 6 Music,
where you shape the playlist. It's the space where you can interact online live with artists, blogs and us to control the music.
Interacting now.
6
Music.
David White was on our Facebook page saying that he's looking forward to the new Field Music.
Hello, I'm Ruth from Demi Magazine.
One band that I've been following for quite a long time is Blondes.
Debs and Doddy and Sarencessor have emailed in.
Goodbye on text.
On Twitter, Andrew Hewitt tweeted, bah, faded glamour beat me to suggesting Clock Opera. Plus, it's your chance to hear the most shared and most discussed music online from the past 7 days.
Now playing with Tom Robinson.
Friday nights from 7.
On BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
If you're a regular listener, you'll know that as well as Tom Waits, a band that I play constantly are Talk Talk. The album that drew me in was Colour of Spring, and this is the opening track, which should draw you in. If you've never heard this before, I want to hear your reactions. If you've heard it before and it reminds you of something, I want to hear your reactions. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Ladies and gentlemen, happiness is easy.
Take good care of what the breeze.
just amazing. I can't talk about that record for long enough. It's just the things that come in and out at the beginning, the little splashes of Spanish guitar and the children's voice at the end. It's usually a no-no, isn't it, in good music, children's voices. Just makes me think of the, I don't know, the Von Trapps or something. But that is just amazing. From the opening from Colour of Spring, that was Talk Talk's Happiness is Easy. Let's have another song for Guy recommendation. This one from Vincent Callan. Let me find the email. I've really got tired of this desk. It's such a mess. Oh, it's not a very long email. It says, The Kiss by Judy Sill. She should have been big in the 70s, but had a tragic life and became a young casualty. It still sounds as ethereal and fresh as in 1972. I learnt about Judy Sill when, was it called Crayon Angel? Which is one of her songs. There was a beautiful album of cover versions came out a couple of years ago, and we dedicated a whole show to Judy Sill. Listen to her beautiful, fragile voice. She's an absolute master of melody as well. This beautiful song, chosen by Vincent Callan, is Judy Sill's The Kiss.
Touching me like a wind song, sweet communion of a kiss. Sun sifting through the gray, entering. Silently swooping down, just to show me how to give my heart away. Once a crystal choir appeared while I was sleeping and called my name. And when they came down nearer, saying dying is done, then a new song was sung, until somewhere we breathe as one, and still
still I hear their whispers.
Judy Sill and The Kiss, as chosen by Vincent Callan. Please keep your recommendations coming in. So a couple more album openers before the end of the show. This very definitely started the Murrayhead album Say It Ain't So. The song, if you're not familiar with it, is about Shoeless Joe Jackson and his involvement with the Black Sox scandal. He was basically a national hero. He was a baseball player in America during the Depression, and he was dragged through the courts very publicly over a game-fixing scandal. He was guilty. He had accepted bribes to throw games, etc., and it really rocked the nation, as you can imagine. As I say, he was a national hero. And legend has it that on his way out of the court, a young child grabbed his leg, a young baseball fan grabbed his leg and said, "Say it ain't so, Joe. Please, say it ain't so." Desperate, eh? What a heartbreaking image. The whole story is in the lyrics. Here's Murrayhead. We can forgive him for one night in Bangkok when you listen to Say It Ain't So. We'll be right back. Marvellous. Murray Head and Say It Ain't So. And that's all we have time for another week. I think you're all marvellous. Thank you for your Song for Guy recommendations. And thanks for your emails on the concept of time. Thank you for Deja New.
Deja New.
More of that next week. Thank you very much to Peter and Michelle and, of course, the Beccapedia and everybody who helps me put the show together here in Manchester. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
From one, BBC introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
I only stopped to start again to gather around and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, people, for the next 60 minutes, I'm your musical guide for a midnight ride that'll cross time, space and genres with a laid-back session that'll include Jeb Loy Nichols, Dr. Alimentado, King Creosote and John Hopkins, Bahama Dia, Leanne Lajavas, Peter Broderick Milagres and Angelo Badalamente, amongst others. There's plenty to cram in, so let's cut the chat and run a track from the Bangers Are Mashed posse. This is The Streets Meets Bob Marley. Lively up the streets.
Check it, yo. Make yourself at home. We got diesel or some of that homegrown. Sit back in your throne. Turn off your phone, cause this is our zone. Videos, televisions, 64s, PlayStations. Web Henry with precision. Few herbs and a bit of Benson. But don't forget the Rizzler. Lean like the Tower of Pisa. These are Oasia. And this is a day in the life of a geezer. For this ain't a club track. Pull out your sack and sit back. Fly me up your level. Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets. Duck down your aerial. Fly me up your level. Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets. Duck down your aerial. Fly me up your level. Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets. Duck down your aerial. Weed, chase brown or two.